A piece of Alaska history is deteriorating in Seward, and the nonprofit group trying to protect it says time is running out. The Jesse Lee Home is a nearly century-old former children's home and the birthplace of the Alaska state flag. The nonprofit Friends of the Jesse Lee Home had millions in grants and more than a decade to fix it up. But state officials say the group mismanaged state funds. Now, as Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the home is closer than ever to being torn down.
It's pouring rain, and Doreen Lorenz holds an umbrella as we walk through the gate to the Jesse Lee Home property.
The city of Seward fenced it off a couple years ago just to keep vandals out.
Lorenz chairs the Friends of the Jesse Lee Home with hopes to restore this place to something at least close to its former glory and transform it into a state-owned magnet school. Right now, though, the enormous building is abandoned and kind of scary looking. It sits on a hill above Seward covered in weathered beige stucco. There are no window panes nor a fully functional roof. But Lorenz says, don't let that fool you. There's plenty here that's worth saving.
It's a stout, sturdy building, and it really is a testament to the engineering, the quality of the materials, and the quality of the guys who built it.
This was a home and school for hundreds of children from 1926 to 1964. Most were Alaska Native kids displaced from tuberculosis and flu-ravaged villages. Famously, a 13-year-old Aleutic boy named Benny Benson won a statewide contest to design Alaska's flag while living at the home. This became the first place to ever fly it. That's just one part of the rich history that the Friends of the Jesse Lee Home want to preserve. And past legislatures have agreed. Lawmakers have appropriated roughly $7 million in grants to restore the building and plan a new school. There's been an architectural study, curriculum development, and some structural reinforcement work. But after more than a decade, there's still rainwater pouring into parts of the building and smashed asbestos tiles strewn around. So what went wrong?
It's so complicated, and it's frustrating as all get out, because if it was up to me, this building would be done by now.
The project does seem complicated. Lorenz says the nonprofit needed to develop school curriculum to know how certain rooms would be used before remodeling them. She also blames Alaska's economic downturn, lean state budgets in recent years, and unfair scrutiny from Governor Bill Walker's administration.
Unfortunately, since the Walker administration, we haven't been able to access funds. We used to go every spring and ratten it back down. We did that for several years and did a really good job of keeping the building dry, but we haven't been able to do it for years.
That part about not being able to access funds, it's something Lorenz has said in two recent TV news stories and several times on her group's Facebook page, imploring supporters to call or write their legislators. She's leaving out a key detail, though.
Well, the grants are actually terminated. They were terminated for cause in July of 2015.
That's Fred Parody with the Department of Commerce, the agency that was overseeing the grants.
We just had a series of reporting issues and accountability issues back and forth between us and the Friends of Jesse Lee Home. Disallowed or questionable costs that were identified, and it became clear that the process wasn't working and we needed to terminate the grant, so we did.
The termination letter says, quote, it has become painfully apparent this project will not be successful. It points to nearly $700,000 in improperly documented spending and lists expenses on travel and a film festival, as well as alcohol, an office remodel, and stereo equipment that was sent to a home address. Lorenz has explanations for some of the spending, and she says an audit later found some of the expenses to be justified. But when I asked her about the state's broader claims, we ended up going back and forth about it for about 15 minutes.
I can't give you an explanation for this because no explanation was given to me on why before, for years, everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, it's not fine. And not only is it not fine today, but it's not fine in the past either.
Parity with the state admits the scope of the grant agreements allowed for more than just construction costs. And to be clear, he doesn't think anybody stole money. But Parody says the Friends of the Jesse Lee Home might have gotten off track with developing school curriculum before fixing the deteriorating building. And he says terminating a grant is rare. The department has hundreds of grantees across the state.
There's only a handful that are really trouble, and this is one of them. Reports were late, they were incomplete, they were internally contradictory, they were duplicative. It took us quite a while to sort it out.
Meanwhile, the building itself is at risk. I mentioned asbestos earlier. Removing that is one of several things the nonprofit promised to have done by next summer. If it doesn't complete that checklist, the city of Seward will take ownership of the building, and city officials have said they might have to tear it down. Seward Mayor David Squires says the city simply doesn't have the resources to deal with it. I asked him if that means, as the city manager has suggested, that the city would have no choice but to demolish the Jesse Lee home.
They would have a choice. You can raise taxes up to save it.
You think that's likely, though?
No. I don't think anybody in the community would vote to raise their taxes to save the Jesse Lee home. I could be wrong, but I don't see that happening.
Squires says the city has no official position on what should happen to the building. After all, they don't own it. Not yet, anyway. But Seward also got the legislature to take the remaining $1 million from the nonprofit's locked-up grant money and set it aside for the city instead. Lorenz, with the Friends of the Jesse Lee Home, worries this has doomed the restoration project. She says if the building is lost, a physical piece of Alaska's short history and a reminder of how the state cared for hundreds of children in need goes with it. In Seward, I'm Casey Grove.